Lord Jesus, come. Be with us in this place and with all those who are listening at home. Amen. Before the pandemic, if we talk about spiritual communion for some of us, including me, our faith will probably shatter. However, besides everything we learned during this pandemic as a Christian community, spiritual communion is important. We sit in front of the screen and listening to the priest telling us to invite Jesus into our hearts to have spiritual communion. Father Moritz soon will invite those who are listening home to make spiritual communion by inviting Jesus to come into their hearts. Anyhow, in my opinion, that invitation should extend to all of us who are here in this place. Suppose anybody on the liturgy committee asks for my opinion. In that case, I will tell them it will be great to add that phrase to the invitation to the table. Because if we approach the table without the aspect of spiritual communion, by inviting Jesus to come and dwell in our soul, in our heart, we will focus on the physical aspect of the table without the spiritual aspect of it. We then, as the crowd, will be searching for Jesus because we were fed, and now we are empty. We'll be searching for Jesus so that we will be filled again. But Jesus is the bread of life. Those who eat him will never be hungry again. Our journey to the table is supposed to lead us to the Father and renew us into that bond with the Father and one another. Communion points us to Jesus, and in unity with ourselves, with our brothers and sisters, and with God. Suppose we receive communion and go back out there without the aspect of spiritual communion. In that case, we will go out there without transformation, and communion will become a routine. Then we too will only toil for the perishing bread without that aspect of the spiritual communion where we connect with God and with one another. In Jesus' dialogue with the crowd, Jesus offers them a new possibility and a gift that surpasses all the other previous gifts, such as manna from heaven. Jesus offers himself to all. This new possibility that enters human history establishes the difference between the physical life that needs the manna in the wilderness to survive and the spiritual life that needs the spiritual bread, that is the true bread that comes down from heaven to live eternally within us. So Jesus points them to the death of the Israelites who eat the manna in the wilderness, and the eternal life that the true bread of life gives to the whole world. The manna was available to a limited group of people, but this true bread is available to all of us. Jesus breaks the barrier of limitation and specialty and gives access to all of us, to this bread. You did not have access to Jesus because of material possession. In fact, we cannot take them with us. Through Jesus, we all have access to the bread of life. The law is a gift of God, but Jesus offers us more than the law, or perfected the law with grace, love, unity, and compassion. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. Jesus is present to communicate the Father's life to all who are willing to feed on Jesus. The aspect of spiritual communion, by inviting Jesus into our hearts, helps us acknowledge our need for Jesus, who is the bread that gives life. As we are hungry spiritually and feeling empty, we continue to invite Jesus to come. The crowd eats bread, and they become hungry again, and they seek Jesus so that they can find bread again. Their focus was not necessarily on Jesus, but on what Jesus can give them to satisfy their physical need. Not on the giver of the bread either. Jesus reminds them that the manna was given to them by God. Jesus sees our heart and mind. Jesus knows our desires before we even thought of them. Jesus called them out on it. You are looking for me, not because you see the sign, but because you eat bread. They miss the point that the sign is supposed to point them toward God. Now, by no means does Jesus dismiss the importance of physical bread to feed the body. Jesus feeds the people often, and concerned about the lack of bread within the society, and tells us that when we feed someone, not only we do it for Jesus, but it is Jesus we feed, because Jesus lives in the poor as well as in the rich. In Matthew 25:35, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." Jesus' desires for us is to feed the hungry, because when we do that, we do it to Jesus. "We are the hands of Jesus in the world," said Teresa of Avila. And Jesus expects us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Therefore, Jesus did not deny the importance of the physical bread, but Jesus wants us to understand that the same way the body needs the physical bread to live, the soul needs the spiritual bread as well. As one commentary says, "Eating the body and drinking the blood might also refer to consuming Jesus' word and teaching, which as well provide the nourishment to grow and strive spiritually." I understand that the food we eat and drink, we consume, affect our health, our state of mind, our mood, and our ability to function in the world. In the same way, the book we read, the conversation we have, our worldly encounters can change us, nourish us, and help us make our way in the world. They can either distance us or bring us closer to God and one another as well. Acceptance and feeding on Jesus as the bread of life could nourish us and help us grow and thrive spiritually. The soul needs nourishment, and the only food that can nourish the soul is Jesus. Therefore, the soul needs the discipline to recognize its needs for Jesus, because Jesus is the bread of life, and Jesus is the way, the medicine, or the food for the soul. Come, Lord Jesus, Feed our souls with the bread of life that gives everlasting life. We are hungry for you. We are empty without you. Come, feed us now. As we will be approaching the table, let us recognize our need for Jesus to come into our hearts, to make spiritual communion within us, to change and transform us into the person God intended us to be. Finally, I will leave you with a prayer by Saint Bonaventure. Let my heart ever hunger after it feed upon you, upon whom the angels desire to look, and may my inmost soul be filled with the sweetness of your savor. May my soul ever thirst after you, the fountain of life, the fountain of wisdom and knowledge, the fountain of eternal light, the torrent of pleasure, the richness of the house of God. May it ever compass you, seek you, find you, run to you, attain you, meditate upon you, speak of you, and do all things to the praise and glory of your name, with humility and discretion, with love and delight, with ease and affection, and with perseverance unto the end. May you alone be ever my hope, my entire assurance, my richest, my delight, my pleasure, my joy, my rest and tranquility, my peace, my sweetness, my fragrance, my sweet savor, my food, my refreshment, my refuge, my help, my wisdom, my portion, my possession, and my treasure, in whom may my mind and my heart be fixed and firm and rooted immovably henceforth and forever. Amen.